Silas Mana! Are you at home? Mana!
Good morning, Brother Jacob.
You're called to Lantern Yard.
But why, Brother Jacob?
The elders have summoned you to the chapel. You must go at once.
Now? It's not yet dawn.
Dress yourself as quickly as you can.
But what is the matter?
You will hear.
Well then, I'll call for William Dane on my way, so he can go with me.
He's there already. I will go with you. Now hurry. No waiting.
In old days, there were angels who came and took men by the hand, and led them away from the city of destruction. We see no white-winged angels now. But even yet, men are led away from threatening destruction. A hand is put into theirs, which leads them forth towards a calm and bright land, so that they look no more backward. And the hand may be a little child's. And with those words, the guiding inspiration for a 19th-century classic was established. Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, producer for Focus on the Family Radio Theater. It would be easy to assume that the 19th century classic I'm talking about was a work penned by Dickens or Dostoevsky, for our author was a contemporary of both those men and explored the hearts and minds of her characters with much the same insight and compassion as they did. Who was she? Her name was Marian Evans, but she's better known by her male pseudonym, George Eliot. The author of our story...